Over the last 6 months, in fact, before in 2013, we started raising humanitarian alerts and alarms about the situation. And we've basically raised 6 early warning alerts on the fact that the situation and the humanitarian situation was deteriorating in Somalia. We're saying that we don't want famine conditions to come back before we start raising the concerns. Now, we experienced 4 main parallels to pre-famine conditions in Somalia. The first one is about low rains and the impact on the harvest. The second one is about lack of sustained access to populations and the lack of access to commercial transportation and commercial goods by the population. The third one is about funding and the low levels of funding we're seeing in Somalia, was the same thing we saw in 2010. And the fourth one is about the fact that operating in a high-risk environment can sometimes cause problems. In 2014, based on the latest Food Security Analysis Unit findings and assessments, we are beginning to see that the number of food insecure people in Somalia, currently at 2.9 million, could go up. We need to continue to assist people, because if we don't, the situation could get worse.
You said there are about 2.9 million people who are food insecure right now. What numbers are you looking at, say, to the end of the year? What would be the situation?
I cannot predict the numbers, but based on all the indications, the food insecurity and the lack of access to commercial transport, as well as the low harvest that we've recorded, as well as the low rains, we predict that this number could increase. Now, this number has increased. You may recall that during the famine, it was 4.5 million. We're not saying it will be 4.5 million, but we're at 2.9. 2.9 is bad as it is. Any increase would be very, very bad. Of this 2.9, 860,000 are in critical need of assistance, and they rely on daily assistance packages throughout the country. An additional 2 million require support.
When a situation like this begins to show up, most concern is for children. Are you seeing any increase in the level of malnutrition among children?
At the moment, the levels are bad enough. 50,000 children are severely malnourished. As part of that, 203,000 are acutely malnourished and under 5 years old and require urgent treatment and nutrition support throughout the year. These numbers are unacceptable in any other context. Somehow, because of Somalia's existential humanitarian crisis, somehow these numbers do not bat an eyelid. The 50,000 children today who are severely malnourished who require assistance is bad enough. What we need is an injection of resources today. Our appeal is grossly underfunded. 27% underfunded halfway into the year. There's a gap of over $670 million that we require to sustain the response. We have issued what we call an appeal within the appeal. So of the remaining 670 gap, 70 million gap, we've asked for just 60 million of that, a tenth of that, to critically save lives. We're asking donors, we're asking member states to do more to support Somalis in need.
And how is the security situation impacting on your ability to provide for families in Somalia?
We have access across the country. There are some pockets where we don't have access. But where we have access, we've been able to do a lot. With the 212 million we've received, we've assisted 1 million people with food assistance, 97,000 children with treatment for malnourishment. An additional 400,000 have received some water interventions. So we have access. There are indeed pockets of insecurity. There are indeed pockets that have been encircled by armed groups that are preventing flow of commercial traffic. Somalia is a huge country, so we're able to assist people where they are. We've also been able to assist some 45,000 families to return, IDPs, internally displaced people, to return from the northern parts of the country to the south where they can continue their livelihoods.
What would you say would be the worst-case scenario should you not be able to raise enough funds to meet what you require to the end of the year?
2 years ago, in 2012, the world came together and pledged, Somalia, never again will we allow famine to ravage this country. In 2014, I say we do not want the worst-case scenario to ever happen, because the worst-case scenario was famine in 2011, and it killed 260,000 people.